Would you mind reading me one of your poems?
Yes, I would love to, and I would love to talk more about my Especia work. So, here in New Mexico, much like across the Southwest, we're getting really hit hard by drought and climate change. So this poem I wrote is about a particular community I've been working with in New Mexico, outside of the Uranium Belt in Grants, New Mexico. There is a sacred mountain to the Diné people that has these incredible springs where some of the Hispano, very old Hispano villages have created their communities and have diverted the water for, a few generations to irrigate their crops and to run livestock. So this is a very sacred area, but also a very vulnerable area because of the extractive industry. There is still active coal and some of the biggest uranium mines in the world were right there in this area. And so this poem is titled Los Ojos Sagrados de San José, meaning the sacred eyes of Saint José. It was a dry, windy December in the town of Cebolleta, the first Spanish settlement west of the Rio Grande. An acequia meeting rolled farmers into the community center like a tumbleweed, tangled with politics, pride, and power over the last drops of water from the sacred Mount Taylor. Dusty boots, chapped red faces, voting by acreage, unable to find people to clean the ditches anyway. I sit there, young, passionate, but afraid that if the water rights are taken away, these people will have no reason to live here this way anymore. I joined the Hermano Mayor to the Morada and Moquino after the meeting, where only three penitentes survive. But at my surprise, I am greeted by a particular saint, Dona Sebastiana. I know what this means, so this is the prayer I bring. Huesera, do not kill the last farmers. They are doing everything they can to irrigate, grow food, herd livestock into the sacred sierras, Totztitli, the sierras of San Mateo. But the spirit of the mountain is under attack, mining coal, uranium, water. Now the pueblos serving our people with legal documents, litigating for the water that was rightfully theirs. Pero no podemos arreglar con sangre. No hay más agua, no hay más tierra. Santa Muerte, spare the last farmers, spare the sacred springs, the last drops of clean water the mountain has left to give. These ojos are the womb of Mount Taylor, was refuge for the Spanish settlers in the 1500s, portals to other worlds and ancestors to the Diné. Los ojos. Sage speckled green, like the eyes of a coyote cowboy who hisses Spanish better than a rattlesnake. The last vaquero in western New Mexico to run 4,000 head of cattle. Can you see him rolling his cigarro on his strongest caballo, his hat faded from the wicked nails of the sun? Este serrano lets out a sharp whistle from his chapped lips, running the herd deep into the sierras. The cows moan and kick up yellow earth. Santa Muerte, spare the dying cows, spare the dry earth, spare the young people who need to quit running the tractor to run the power plant. Ancestors, send us rain. Let justice relieve these fields so the children can taste their inheritance and apples grown from abuelito árboles, semillas de la conquista, grown from Acoma tears, Hueldi, the long walk. Those tears will wash away the remnants of the fort in Cebolleta, but can't seem to wash the bloodshed from El Mision de San Esteban, San Jose, fighting over contaminated creeks and streams. Una cochinada como el Río Puerco. Ojo del Gallo. He no longer cries. Instead, he is a rooster who fights drunkenly through the night down at the watering hole known as Palomas, cocking his head back round after round until the bottle breaks. Now we stand in the priority line with our vessel dry. It is you who really makes the decision on who lives or dies, so I surrender to you, Sebastiana, mis huesos, sangre y mi fe por las vidas, agricultura. My eyes slowly lift, and my ears hum with the growing alabados of the penitentes, bringing me back into time. After the prayers are done, I leave the morada with my soul so much lighter. Scale the mountains back to the springs where I give my offering of tobacco, and one day I will offer up my ashes, for we will all return back to the earth, and all these legal claims over her body will be erased and evaporated back into the clouds.